Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. It is 6:02 p.m. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Present, I have, there's myself, Gina Lyon, Marilyn Prue, Ellis Merchant. We have Jeremiah Borsoy and Ed Barber from Newport Daily Express, and online, Mike Maynor with Aldridge and Elliott. Changes to the agenda, additions or deletions? I do not have anything.
I have nothing.
All right. Privilege of the floor. Jeremiah, Ed, do you have anything?
No, just hello.
Just what?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thanks.
Okay. moving right on. Action items. Wastewater project. Teams meeting with Mike. So, Mike, tell us the not so good news.
Yeah. So, you know, the news really, it could be a lot worse. You know, I included some correspondence with USDA here.
They have
it. You know, long story short, first of all, there have been a lot of concerns about whether we were going to be able to get any funding at all from USDA with just a lot of the staff turnover they've had. So there is someone on the other end of this who's paying attention to it. Basically, you know, the way the project's formulated, you know, there's all this work that's going on in the buildings at the wastewater treatment plant. Then there's this work going on to refurbish and expand the lagoons. The issue we've run into is the area we're going to expand those lagoons into has mapped wetlands. In the past, this hasn't been an issue with USDA projects. It sounds like they're basically trying to fund the project out of a different sort of pot of money that has some extra restrictions, and they can't fund work that will impact wetlands. So that's the bad news. The good news is that doesn't mean it can't be part of the project. It just means that USDA won't necessarily fund it. The other part of the good news is they can fund the remainder of the project. So you know, work that isn't occurring in those expanded lagoons is still eligible for funding. The other good thing is that this funding they're using, it's this REAP zone funding. It's funding that's available to these northern New England counties. Because of that, you're eligible for up to 75% subsidy, not the 50% USDA normally caps that at. I don't know whether that means you're going to get that full 75%, but, you know, so it's sort of mixed news. You know, basically what this means, that, you know, out of that total $10 million project cost, the sort of not USDA fundable portion is about $3 million. We can fund that through the CWSRF program. That's, you know, they don't offer as much subsidy. They can offer up to $1 million in subsidy. So, you know, that's not a huge loss. But it isn't that 50 to 75% subsidy we were hoping for. I kind of broke out some of the different kind of scenarios that could play out. You know, if you were going to get that full 75% subsidy, this leaves you with having to borrow about $3.57 million. You know, let's see that. So you're borrowing about $1 million more than you would have if USDA had just said we'll fund the whole project. You know, if you were gonna originally get a 50% USDA grant, you know, the bonded portion would be $5 million. You know, if USDA was going to fund the whole thing, it would have been right about $5 million. So, you know, you're only losing a few hundred thousand there. So, you know, it could be worse. The other alternative here is to scrap the whole lagoon expansion and just refurbish those lagoons as is and stick with that existing super primary system you have. You know, even though that involves the lagoons, we're not expanding them, so we're not creating new wetland impact. You know, the total project cost there, you'll recall, it was right about the same cost as, you know, expanding the lagoons. You know, that option was viewed as undesirable because you're going back to this kind of antiquated system that doesn't really have any kind of modern, it isn't really accepted in modern practice. you know, I broke that out, you know, assuming you get that 75% grant, at that point you're borrowing down to $2.5 million instead of $3.5 million. So, you know, it's, again, it's about $1 million in extra borrowing you have to do. You know, the way I look at this is, you know, we sort of were shooting in that 50 to 75% grant subsidy range. You're still in that range. We're not as far into that range as we originally wanted to be. So, you know, my inclination is just to, you know, let USDA know, say, great, thanks. We'll take all the funding we can get from you, and we'll find, you know, another source, probably CWSRF for the $3 million we need to spend on the lagoons. But, you know, it's a change in the approach. And so I think it's important we just, you know, that we just discuss that here.
Have you spoken with Tom Brown at CWSRF?
I haven't yet, but I'm fairly confident Tom will be fine with this. We co-fund projects, you know, CWSRF and USDA pretty frequently.
Okay.
And that is one challenge here is the, you know, we don't know where this will sit on the CWSRF priority list. That should be coming out any time. I expect it's going to be pretty competitive this year. This project should score very, very well. It's scored very well in the past. That's probably about the only way this could derail things. But, you know, I think if that was the case, you know, we'd just, you know, adapt and maybe try to bypass our way into the priority list or something like that.
So prior to getting this email from, I think her name was Brenda at USDA,
yep,
regarding, yeah, the wetlands delineation map and so forth, we were actually under the impression and had the fear that we wouldn't get any USDA funding. So this, like you said, this is good and this is bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, things are moving forward with USDA, which is actually really good news because, you know, the kind of the word on the street had been that USDA had basically no money to spend on these projects. And that may be why they need to pull the money out of this REAP zone funding, is because all the other funding sources they have may be kind of dry right now.
Right. And I can confirm, I emailed Brenda today with the financial information that they had requested. And she immediately replied back and said, thank you for sending me this, and wanted to know what direction we had decided to do. So we have until August 14th to let them know whether or not we're going to move forward with this project, because if we're not, then they're going to give the money to somebody else. Correct, Mike?
I think we actually need to move, you know, give them a direction fairly, you know, sooner than that, because they actually have, it's, I think the deadline they have, it's their August 14th deadline for them to handle all the paperwork on their end. So we should let them know within, I would say, the next week. There's going to be a little bit of work. We'll probably have to amend the PER to sort of describe these wetland impacts.
So Jeremiah's here. What kind of questions do you have?
Well, I have questions about the wetland. Is it recently found wetland, or was it old map wetland?
It was newly mapped wetland. I mean, right. You don't really get get any sort of existing mapping on that kind of thing.
And it's not a buffer zone, it's definitely wetland.
It's definitely wetland, yeah.
Even our
It's unfortunate. You know, this stuff, what's considered wetland now, it's kind of ridiculous,
yeah.
But you know,
buffer zones too.
I think the map that Brenda showed us the other day, if I recall, even the existing lagoons are in that buffer, in that range now, where it wasn't
correct.
Before,
yeah,
right?
It's probably like a 10 by 10 area or something.
Yeah.
Do you have that map that you can share?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull it up, and my computer is not.
Was it in Brenda's email? I can try to find it.
Right.
It wasn't, but let me try and dig that up.
Just so we can show them what we're talking about. And I apologize,
yeah.
I don't have it, but I know we looked at
this
it the other day.
This is absolutely the only place for this third lagoon.
That's what I was, that was going to be my next question. We have that beautiful big lawn that just gets mowed. Can we put the lagoon there?
We need, pretty much the whole, that whole area, you know, the thing about these lagoons is if you're getting rid of that tertiary treatment unit, you need a big, big lagoon volume to still get all that treatment you need.
And so that area that Jeremiah's talking about wouldn't be feasible?
It's got to be about the same size as the lagoons that are there now.
What lawn are you talking about? In front?
Yes, when you pull down in, you have that lawn from where the road splits off to go to DPW. You have our sand pile, which is not going to be there, and that's all lawn. That's about the same size as the lagoons that we have. It's like 80 by 100 or whatever our lagoons are.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be in close proximity, and does it need to be?
It would be right up touching the other lagoon.
Oh, okay.
So you'd have two lagoons, and then you'd have a lagoon here, and you'd have a plant here. So right along that driveway, you'd have a lagoon, and a lagoon. Instead of a lagoon, a lagoon, a lagoon.
Should we be looking at that, Mike, or?
Yeah, let me, I was trying to pull up that wetland map, which was here.
I mean, right now we drain all of the water that comes from the road. It goes down there and floods out that whole area, but
yep.
I don't know if that, I don't think that's, we do that. We can move the water to go around it. We just put a pipe back in.
Do you and Mallory have a date or to come up here and maybe?
Yeah, so I see what you're talking about, Jeremiah. I think that it's sort of between the plant and the highway garage.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's probably not a big enough area.
Okay.
It's almost that whole unmowed field between the plant and the school district that we need and. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this map we had.
Who sent it? Was it Brenda?
It was, we sent it to USDA, and I can't, for some reason, I can't download any of my files right now.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Did you send it to me?
Yeah, I think you would have been copied on it when it went out. Well, we may actually be having some luck
about going with those
at this point.
Or whatever it was, Nick. That would be turned down. It's bad.
Let me just look.
Yeah, why couldn't you make it a little smaller, though? Just to make that area work.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they get rid of the filter, we need more settling. Because that filter is basically just a settling tank.
That's not what
I
want.
And they'd be getting rid of the digesters that we have. They'd be getting rid of the blow-off pit that I have. So those are two other sections of just basically settling of sludge. And that lagoon, the third, our number two lagoon, was supposed to take up that. But it was our finishing lagoon.
For some reason, it sort of
the first
disappeared.
One is going to be where all the activity is.
Sorry, I'm just looking
most.
To see if I might have it, but I'm not having any luck either.
Has most activity.
Yeah.
So I don't.
I don't know if it was you or if it was somebody else that.
Can you make the lagoon smaller?
I don't know.
Volume capacity.
I don't know. That's a good engineering question, I guess. They're 10 feet in the middle.
Mike,
so
is there any way that the third lagoon could be adjusted to fit in that area? And
no, we really need the whole site we have available. We did spend a fair amount of time trying to sort of maximize the volume here. I think unfortunately, sort of the design is what it is.
So
you
a
know.
Smaller design isn't better than not doing one?
Correct. Yeah, we'd be pretty quickly going back to that existing design that you have out there.
There was one comment made about possibly going deeper and getting the same volume, no?
We could go a little bit deeper, but I wish I could find this map. Unfortunately, the wetlands, they're pretty much smack dab in the middle of where we're.
Well, I was going
to
say,
and
if I remember right, they're right around the whole area, so I don't even know that area would be okay.
Yeah, there's really no real major design changes we can make other than going back to, you know, to the original super primary design.
So the,
which
you had the three different alternatives, right?
Yep.
And correct me if I'm wrong, if we decided to go to do the refurbish, did we, when you and I were talking, I don't know, end of last week, Friday maybe, it's only a $200,000 difference? It's not?
Yeah, it wasn't very big. Let's see. I did just find the map, so I'll show that in a minute. Yeah, so assuming you've got that 75% grant, the difference is actually about $1.25 million. Assuming you have the 50% grant, it drops a bit. It's actually at that point only about $750,000.
And so the funding would change too.
If the funding changes, why don't we just go to the RBC or whatever the other choices they had? I mean, I think that was a little more money, but
SBR.
Yeah,
SBR.
The SBR approach is definitely, you know, what you'd call the best. It gives you the most modern system. The problem is that was, I think it was a couple million more,
yeah.
You know, and that, you know, we did do some drilling on the site and the ground there is pretty bad, you know, so.
This is alternative 1, 2, 3, right?
Yep.
Alternative 2.
He didn't send it. I don't have it.
Whoops. I didn't know what that is.
It'd be a whole new system, Ed. It'd be a new system.
And here's the wetland delineation. So, you know, the purple is the wetland in the buffer, you know, so it's really pretty much all over the site.
Yeah. See.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'd be able to go way over in here.
Right. Yeah, so
I see that there's not
purple.
Enough room to, yeah,
it's
if
right
you were
here.
To take that lagoon and put it where I'm saying it's not enough, then it would be, it'd still be in the zone. It's like right on that front.
Right here.
Yeah,
it's right where those pine trees are.
Right.
But if you go where the existing pine trees are.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think it's sort of the way, you know, the sort of alternatives we have here. There's not a lot we can do with the design. I think my recommendation is we sort of stick with the approach we have and that we're still in the funding range we wanted to be in. You know, it's a little frustrating, but, you know, on the grand scheme of projects and funding, I'd say, you know, if we're, you know, getting a good chunk, you know, getting more than 50% of the project covered, we're doing pretty well. So
with that though, Mike, are we going to run into permitting issues or will we still be able to do that third lagoon? It's just that we won't be able to get USDA funding for it.
We'll still be able to do that third lagoon. You know, we'll have to do a state wetlands permit, which is not a lot of fun, but you know, it is what it is. So
if they don't fund it, and now the village has to fund it, what is the difference that the village has to pay compared to that?
$3 million.
To the RBC one.
Yeah.
So if the RBC, will that be the same amount that we have to pay?
Do you have that figure for the...
Yeah, let me take a look at that, you know.
Because if we're going to be in for $3 million no matter what, let's get the total up
for you.
Well, we're hoping for two if CWSRF can fund, if we can co-fund with USDA and CWSRF, we might be able to get $1 million from them for subsidy. So then we would only need
to. So 3.57.
So it would only be two.
That we're in?
Yeah.
That we have to pay?
Yeah.
Yes. So the SBR, you know, if we were to go with SBRs, that's an extra $2 million in the total project cost. So I would say you'd be looking at another, you know, probably $1.5 million, you know, assuming.
How much could we 50%. Get funding on that for?
Would we be able
yeah,
to?
Yeah,
could we get more funding on that system?
Or would USDA?
Yeah, I mean, you'd still be looking at a maximum of 75% subsidy. So, you know, you're almost $12 million in at that point. So you're still in that three, you know, needing to bond $3 to $4 million.
So again, you're still $3 million.
Which is about where we were at to begin with. Or about where we're at this point. So,
do you think we'd be able, if we did do that, would we be able to get additional subsidy from CWSRF?
No, I don't think so. I think you'd be capped at about $1 million there. USD, you know, there are some challenges with that SBR design, especially because we can't really use that extra kind of space out in that field. That would probably be where we build the new SBR, so you can keep those existing lagoons online while they're, you know, while construction is happening. You know, you'd end up in a situation where you're probably only running on one lagoon during construction. It's a, you know, year and a half plus of construction. You know, so that's, there's some challenges with the SBR design as well. You know, the SBR design isn't just a total kind of gimme either. You know, if money was no object here, we'd absolutely go with the SBR design. It was just at the time, it was another $2 million on a project that's already large and expensive.
And we're at, what, 90%? Or we're final, right? Like our
No, we, you know, we've got a ways. You know, it's actually a really good thing we haven't dived right into final design at this point. Because if we were well into final design, we'd have a project that's mostly designed. And, you know, now we've got funding issues cropping up. So it's actually, this is a fortuitous time for this issue to come up.
Except that we need to make a decision sooner rather than later because USDA is waiting and we don't want to lose out on that opportunity.
Correct. Yep.
Is there any way that we could do the option two and get USDA? And I assume that's not doing the third lagoon. But at some point, doing the third lagoon down the road and trying to get a different bucket of money for that.
The plan requires a third lagoon, doesn't it?
Yeah, we need the third lagoon to make the whole thing work. If we don't add that third lagoon, we're going back to the super primary system.
Okay. So why was there an alternative number two to begin with?
Well, that's the one we went with.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, this wetlands issue is
a she's looking
okay,
at
option.
Right here.
Gotcha.
Sorry. Which is what he's proposing
gotcha.
We decide.
Yep.
Right?
Okay, now I'm on the same page.
Yep.
Which one is that?
If we don't go with that, if we just are going to refurbish the filter that we have, in that plan, is there some form of like a filter press that we would be getting?
No.
Anything like that? We'd still have to be hauling sludge out of there as we do now?
Yep.
Oof.
That's option two. This was option one right here.
So your recommendation is...
That's where you
That's
come
your
in.
Cue, Mike.
Yeah.
I think trying to change direction on a project is a headache. I think, you know, our best bet is to, you know, move ahead. We see what we get from USDA. And you know, one thing I'd spoken with Gina about this before we'd heard from you. You know, we submitted the USDA application back. It must have been over a year ago and hadn't heard anything. And we were saying, well, you know, what do we do if we just find out there's no grant or subsidy available on the project?
Because that's what we were afraid of.
Yeah, and what we said, well, we're going to pick the, you know, half the project that is most critical. and move ahead with that. And you know, it's more of the sort of duct tape approach, but at least it gets, you know, gets the most important stuff done. And if we, you know, move ahead with, you know, this alternative to, you know, expanding lagoons, all that stuff, and you know, we find out that you know, USDA is drawing a very firm line on what they'll fund, and you know, they're only providing 40% subsidy on the whole project, and now we're borrowing $8 million. Then at that point we do take a step back and say, well, we need to, you know, cut some of this stuff out. You know, maybe some of the main pump station stuff has to get deferred. Maybe we just don't get to line some of the lagoons, or, you know, there's stuff we'd peel out of the project then. We don't want to do that, but we at least have a path forward at that point.
If we'd have known there was wetlands there earlier or whatever, would we have changed our position on this whole project?
I don't see how we could, because where else are we going to construct a new system?
No, but I mean, we would have known all this ahead of time.
Though. Well, Mike, can you explain?
I know
we kind of had a conversation. I'm just trying to think that, you know, we were a little set back or disappointed in the response from USDA, and I think you asked them, why is this an issue now? Because it really hasn't been in the past.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
So my understanding is it's the source of funding they're using, that some other funding sources they use don't have this restriction. So yeah, I mean, if this had been brought up earlier, would we have changed the direction? Maybe, I don't know. Probably not. You know, I mean, we go back to the SBR option. It's just bigger and more expensive. You know, we go to refurbishing that existing super primary, and we, you know, it's almost as expensive and just doesn't give you a very modern product. You know, so I think, you know, going, you know, maybe we would have looked at some other options, but I don't really think so, you know.
Our new permit is coming, I think, this time next year, when I went to one of those classes. So that's going to change things also, as far as like our phosphorus and a few other things that they're going to be adding. There's a,
yeah,
I think we're going to be having to do 2 wet tests a year. Those are like 2,000, 4,000 each.
And what does that mean to our project? I mean, are we better off the way we're going?
Well, just whatever we're going with, it's going to have to incorporate this new permit.
Yep.
And that's going to be the other side of it.
Yeah.
That I didn't realize until I just went to this class.
And so yeah. Will our project include that?
So John Merrifield had given us kind of a preview on what was going to be in that permit. And there wasn't anything new, any major new restrictions that were going in that permit that really pushed the project one way or the other. You know, I think he indicated, I'd have to go back, he'd given us a pretty good...
The phosphorus numbers are still going to be the same?
The phosphorus, I think you might have seen a small decrease in your phosphorus limit, and I don't remember... I don't think you were going to get a nitrogen limit yet, but none of the alternatives really push things one way or the other. You know, the SBRs would probably be the best approach then. You'd still have to upgrade. If you got a more stringent phosphorus limit, you'd still have to upgrade the SBRs. So none of them really really drove anything here. Trying to find John's email. He had some pretty good comments for us. It was nice we were working with John, because you know, he tends to be helpful like that.
Oh, that was a few months ago. I think I remember that. Or you sent it to me or something. I don't remember. Yeah, I want to say it was...
Yeah.
March or April, maybe.
Okay, here we go. You receive updated flows and bug data. I did run the Peacocks, and they currently would result in a monthly average TP limit of 0.9 milligrams per liter, and you're currently at 1 milligram per liter. There's a lot of lagoon systems in Vermont that are down at 0.8 milligrams per liter, so that's not a big change. Summer monthly average limit for ammonia is about 12 milligrams per liter. I think that's currently where you're at, Jeremiah.
Did he change our pounds per year, though? Because when I'm filling out the WR43s, I think we have like a limit of 500. We're usually don't come close to that, but I don't know if they were going to look at that and change it.
That is is calculated a different way. You're basically allocated that as part of the Memphis-Magog TMDL.
Mm-hmm.
So unless the TMDL got updated, which could happen at some point, but isn't happening right now. That number's going to stay the same.
I don't know that we are at a point where we can make a decision, but what kind of date and time frame are you looking from us, Mike?
I think we should, because we do have a little bit of work with USDA, we should aim to have some sort of conclusion over the next week. I'd say 2 weeks, but let's shoot in the next week here. I think just in terms of keeping things moving along and getting this funding directed to the project, I think, our best bet is probably to, basically tell USDA we want to continue with the project as formulated, and if something changes after that, there's probably some avenue we can use. That to me the challenge here is really just the timing and getting making sure that USDA can get their paperwork done by the middle of next month. I think the fact that there really is funding available right now, to me the funding situation isn't going to be getting better over the next few years, and we should grab as much of it as we can.
So, like, I'm just thinking, what is going to change between now and a week? We have to do something.
Yeah. I think we.
I don't
keep
know.
Moving forward.
I mean, I think it's pretty hard
to switch gears now.
Right, and I just think this is way overdue. You've done all you can to get the money that we can get, but it needs to be done. And I just think we need to bite the bullet and go ahead.
I mean, we got the bond vote to pass, and the bond vote was for $10 million, not knowing what we were going to get for funding. Because the message was clear, we don't really have a choice. Our system is failing. It's old. It needs to be. The state has said you have to do something, right? And I agree, Marilyn. I don't think. I mean, what other option do we have?
Yeah.
Why would we refurbish and it still cost us about the same amount of money?
Mm-hmm. And we're still going to have to send sludge out. We're still going to have the cost of the sludge, because if we're
exactly.
not getting it, because right now it's probably one of the biggest
expense.
Monthly costs.
And
it'd be sludge.
The old system
gone, disappeared. Mm-hmm. It wasn't working when I started, and it was taken out.
And if we don't do anything, then we'd have to do a bond vote again. And then the state, they're going to come down with fines, I would imagine. At some point, they're
oh,
not going
I,
to be
I would,
like...
Not
what are, though, are we out of compliance, though, that we need? I don't remember anything saying with that.
Well,
I thought it was just that we have an old system and we should redo it.
Yeah. I don't know that there was really any fines other than basically we have to upgrade.
Yeah. It's kind of, you have an old system, you need to upgrade. It almost sounded like more of a suggestion than a we're going to get you. Because we are we're still meeting our state mandates and levels. And if they're not changing the levels moving forward with this new permit, other than a few extra wet tests and stuff like that, I hate to do anything in haste.
No, it's not in haste, but I do know that the last survey that I was part of with John Merrifield right after I was elected in 2023, it did not go well.
Oh.
And the response that Tim and I got was not great. And we didn't have a choice. We had to do something.
Okay.
Because it had been ignored for years.
Okay.
Chipper, what do you think?
A lot of money.
I know, but...
I think it's got to be done. I mean, we've pondered a few ideas of switching and changing, and sounds like that's going to cost more money to switch and change and go different directions, and we're still going to end up with pretty much the same outcome, but cost more. So
I look at it as, you know, Mike said, and, you know, I'm like, give us the bad news. The good news is, though, is USDA has funding. And
yeah.
We were afraid when we had our informational meeting before the bond vote that we weren't sure what was going to be
right.
out
we
there.
We didn't know if we were going to get 50% or what we were going to get.
And so I think it's an opportunity that we can't pass up. And we're going to have to bond what we're going to have to bond for. The vote went through.
Yeah.
Well, it's more
We've
than...
Got a, I've got a couple projects where I've basically been told flat out there's no money for them. So... You know, I think you got a fundable project, so, you know, we should, you know, let USDA know that we got to basically move ahead as planned and, you know, claim that funding for the village. You know, that's just our best approach. And, you know, if that ends up looking really lousy, you know, 4 months from now, we'll deal with it then. So
I agree.
And when you say deal with it, do you mean back out or?
No. We'll have to
keep going forward.
Well, we'll have to figure out what we're going to do, what parts of the project we're going to do and what we're not, right? Kind of like what you
said.
Yeah,
hopefully not. Hopefully they come back and say we're giving you 75% on that chunk of the project that we can fund. And Tom Brown says, yeah, I've got $1 million, put your name on it here. And then, you know, maybe next time around, you know, we get a little bit of CDS money or Northern Borders money or something to help. And, you know,
We'll apply for it all.
Yeah,
so.
I agree.
So we're talking about going with the refurbishing the system we have.
No,
now.
We're talking about staying the course and do the project.
So it's option two?
The same.
Yeah.
Well, no, on his, it would be option one, continue with the project as planned.
Oh, yeah.
But on this that you took a picture of, it would be alternative two, which is expand the lagoon system.
But the one that had option 1, 2, 3, what Ellis has right there. Right?
It would be
option,
number two.
It would alternative to.
Yes.
That's the one we have.
That's what we had chosen.
Chosen.
To begin with, yeah.
And if you want, Ed, you can have these two pictures that way there. You got.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, well, we need to make
ready.
A motion.
Ready.
It's not official yet.
Wanna, I just don't know that we really
what
have.
Other choice do we
All
have?
All we're doing is just dragging on the same
right.
motion, I think.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to go with option one.
Alternative two.
Option number one of Mike's suggestion.
Yes, and do you want me to read what the option is, or?
Well, I would just say, yeah, stay the course. Continue with the project
continue
as planned.
Continue the project as planned. And I make a motion for that.
I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes.
All right,
okay.
Well, we're back in business here, so.
We are. So I'm going to email Brenda tomorrow. I don't know if you saw it or not, but I emailed her when I sent her the financials that I would let her know as soon as I knew so then she can move forward. And if she needs more financial information from me, I will get it to her ASAP so that we don't drag this on.
Yep, and I think they'll need a little bit more documentation from me, but we'll just deal with that. So, Okay, awesome. Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Hold on just one minute, Mike. Mr. Barber might have a question and might need your expertise.
I just want clarification under option one, also known as alternative two. What is the bottom line amount that they would have to borrow more than what they were already, what they anticipated?
Well, depending on what we get for the USDA grant.
Right, yeah. So they're saying it's,
Sounded like a million?
I don't know if it's $3.5 million.
So if we only get 50%.
Okay, USDA.
50% USDA.
Okay.
And then if we got the CWSRF 1 million.
I'll have you tell me what that means.
Yeah. It would be 4.8, correct?
Yeah, okay. Somewhere between.
The CWSRF would just be a million flat.
Oh. Okay.
No percentage.
Okay.
Okay. If we got 75% USDA. With the CWSRF.
No,
you're good.
50% USDA, and the other one is...
Here, take a picture of this.
I
did you give that to him? Yeah, it would be right here.
Yeah, I gave him that. Okay. I gave him that.
So that's the total grant subsidy. That's the cost. So how much? So construction costs. So that's what the town, village pays.
That's what we would bond for.
And that's here.
If we got 75%, that's what we would need to bond for.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't want them getting screamed at out here.
Yeah. You already got it on enough for hot water.
Oh, wait till this goes on. You're going to hate me. That's all I have, Mike. Thank you.
Okay, Mike. Okay. Have a good night. Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll be in touch soon.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. Just wait for it to start snowing up there in a month. So.
Yeah. You're funny. Yeah,
thanks.
Stay safe. Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, look, when I leave, you need like a 5 minute stretch, so they don't sell stuff at me thinking it's you guys.
Oh, walk out of here in Miami, man. They know you're part of it.
I need a metal garbage can at least to get out of here in my car. That's the guy that wrote the article. I stole
it. Showing him.
The thing is if the article had been read, if the article had been read, half of the questions and comments
would have been answered. How did I just get that out of the news from you? Today, one of the things we were talking about at our staff meeting is that people get the paper, but they don't read all of it. So
no, they skim it.
They read the headline, and then it was...
And the assumption, yeah, exactly that. And it's like, hey, Tabitha, we got a perfect example right here.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep. So... Okay, that was our only action item. Thank you for doing that. I have nothing under discussion unless you guys have anything. I don't have anything under other items. Do you? No? There is a need to go into executive session for... Yeah, or let me know, Ed. You know, you've got my email.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Hope you don't get hit too hard with that.
Just for those listening to the recorder, he faked fell coming out of the building. He is absolutely fine. So, executive session, it is 6:45. I'm going to make a motion that we go into executive session under legal action 1 VSA state statute 3 13A1E.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are in executive session.